USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Trump says he's 100% considering running again in 2024 with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis as his running mate. Trump telling Fox Business that DeSantis is a good friend of mine and a great guy. Twitter is blocking a racial slur that trended describing Republican Tim Scott. The slur gained traction after the South Carolina senator gave his GOP rebuttal to President Biden's congressional address last night. The slur was up for a number of hours, and Republican Senator from Florida Marco Rubio is calling out Twitter for their double standard.
But the problem here is not that Twitter doesn't take it down. The problem here is that they take it down when it's against Democrats or the left, but they don't do it or are slower to do it when it's against the conservative or the right. That's the problem, and that's the hypocrisy here.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
More than a year after many in the United States were forced into lockdowns by the pandemic, Americans are taking to the road again, whether returning to work or taking long-delayed vacations. But travel plans could be disrupted in the months ahead due to a possibility of gasoline shortages. There's an abundant supply of petroleum, but according to one trade group, almost a quarter of the country's tanker trucks are currently idled because there's no one to put behind the wheel.
Last year, during the pandemic, many of the drivers were tired or they went to different industries, and that created a shortage.
Janet McGee, AAA's Director of External Communications, speaking there on ABC's Good Morning America. McGee continues with what you can expect when you hit the open road.
What we're looking at is the summer, in terms of it's happening most likely in spots that are very popular in terms of travel destinations for the summer. So beaches, so mountains.
More news online at usaradio.com. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
5 people are dead after a long police standoff in Boone, North Carolina.
2 deputies in North Carolina have died from their injuries suffered during a 13-hour-long standoff at a home near Boone, North Carolina in Watauga County. That's about 86 miles west of Winston-Salem. What turned out to be a welfare check turned into an ambush. 3 civilians, including the suspect shooter, also died, bringing the death toll to 5 people. North Carolina Representative Ray Pickett at the North Carolina Assembly says the suspect was the son of the 2 murdered at the home.
I received some terrible news from Watauga County today. That situation, at first we thought it was a teenager, but through further reports, he was an older gentleman. He killed his mother and father today. Sheriff deputies responded to a welfare check. He ambushed them.
Sergeant Chris Ward died at the hospital. K-9 Deputy Logan Fox died at the scene. The investigation continues. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A coalition of district attorneys in Texas are coming out against plans to reform the state's voting law. San Antonio Democratic DA Joe Gonzalez saying without proof, this is tantamount to voter suppression.
We know that the reason we're seeing these voter suppression bills is because of the vast success that the Democratic Party had this last election.
Republicans, on the other hand, say it's needed to address voter fraud. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.